96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and now the Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown.
Yes, yes.
And on the phone, Carmen Johnson, PhD, community activist and humanitarian, and our guy, Judge Joe Brown, are both on right now. Carmen, how are you, Judge? How are you, sir?
I'm all right, young man.
Carmen?
I'm doing just fine.
Carmen, now, you were on with me a few years back. You were the former housing committee chair for the NAACP State Conference from Maryland and Prince George's County.
Exactly.
And you were sent to jail, and now you're trying to clear your name. Give us some background for our listeners right now.
So basically, I was trying to get a moratorium to freeze the illegal foreclosures that was going on in the state of Maryland that was hitting the black community very hard. Not to mention, you know, this was happening all over the United States, but subjectively in Maryland, it was happening very rapidly in our black communities. And I received a few phone calls from some very powerful men in the state of Maryland asking me to stop the narrative of these illegal foreclosures that was happening. They wanted me to go back on the news to say that there was no illegal foreclosures in the state of Maryland. And that just wasn't true. And I refused to go back on the news to say that there was no foreclosure issues in the state of Maryland. I refused to do that. Next thing I know, I was raided by the feds. I was found guilty on 24 counts of mortgage and bank and wire fraud.
Wow. Mm.
They were trying to force me to take a plea. I refused. First plea they offered was for 30 years, and I refused.
Wow.
Subjectively, I didn't take any plea because I couldn't understand why I was being charged for these crimes, and I never get a mortgage before in my life except my personal home. So to be drugged into a case with 14 people who was doing illegal things was just totally unfair. And my for-profit business was a victim just like the banks and just like the title companies and everybody else was. But because I was the housing chair for the state conference NAACP, they wanted to make an example out of me because I was trying to stop the illegal foreclosures in the state of Maryland.
And you have a book coming out where you're explaining all of this.
Exactly. The book is due out in February, March 2021.
Judge Joe Brown, what are your thoughts on this case?
Like many lawyers, I was initially skeptical because at the time this happened, about 10, 11 years ago, it seemed to be the fad white-collar crime.
Right.
This is something you have right now where the people have allowed the government to get entirely too much power to use their sometimes criminal discretion to do some very bad things against the citizens. And we have to worry about the government being too authoritarian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Carmen, how can people support you if they want to learn more information and support you in this effort?
They can go to my website. It's called carmenstory.org, CarmenStory.org.
Great, Carmen. So that's carmenstory.org.
And they can sign the petition. Because I'm also asking the president to investigate my case and also grant me a pardon as I still continue to fight in court.
All right, everybody. Carmen Johnson, Judge Joe Brown, thank you so much for joining us on the Frank Ski Show here on 96.3 WHUR. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.